day after all the rain. It looks like the sun's out, and hopefully we'll warm this place up with our warm bodies. We're kind of right at the edge, and we still don't have a heater, so I hope you're not too chilly today. Today is Mother's Day, and I'd like to read part of what we looked at in Sunday school today. We've been going through the letters of Paul, and in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, he says something I think is very appropriate on Mother's Day. Paul is reminding Timothy of the influence of his mother and grandmother. He said, I thank God whom I serve as did my ancestors with a clear conscience as I remember you, Timothy, constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Thank you, Lord, that we have ancestors, and thank you that we have descendants, and thank you that in that line we have mothers and grandmothers and the beautiful influence that you use in our lives through them. We honor them today as we worship and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yours I don't usually talk during worship, but that was pretty awesome, was it not? You guys hear these guys? That's pretty cool. And then I heard just one of them break from singing and say, "Did you get a haircut?" I think we could learn a lot from kids when it comes to worship. And many other things.
Far and wide, but I God have mercy, humble. against in our lives.
We thank you for who you are, as every week when I pray, the requests that we have in this church and beyond, I always begin by thanking you for who you are, God, because it begins with you and it ends with you. And we thank you that as this morning, as we looked at the second book of Timothy, as Paul was nearing his end in the prison in Rome, he said, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." And God, we thank you for that picture of a sure and certain hope that Paul lived with. And I pray, God, that that might be our reality in this life whenever we face hard times, when we face sickness and disease and betrayal and hurts. I pray, God, that we would look to our sure and certain hope in you and thereby find assurance and peace in our hearts. So, God, today we lift up Mary Bell Schauer, who has, she fell, I think, a week or two ago and is an LGH. She's very weak and is healing from some injuries sustained in the fall. Just pray that you would be with her and her family. We pray for Dale as he continues to recover from his rotator cuff surgery. Pray for Joyce Cody as she needs continued healing from a chronic pain that she's been having. We also pray for the Davis family of Brian Davis, as he is his health has been declining for years. It seems to be getting close to the end here. Just pray that you'd be with that family, be with Laura as she walks closely beside him. And just thank you for Brian's faith and the hope that he knows of and speaks of. And we just thank you for that, God. We also pray for Madge as she needs continued healing in her one eye, even after the surgery that she had, and has an appointment on Thursday with a doctor to be seen. Just pray that you would heal her eyes, God, that all would be made well. And being Mother's Day, we thank you, God, for the expectant mothers among us. We pray for Greg and Rosalie Pichiro, as today is Rosalie's due date. Just pray that you'd be with them as they await the arrival of their baby. We pray for the McElhaney family as they're awaiting a child in August, and also for Bob and Kelly Carr in October. And God, we just lift all of these things to you. We know that you hold them in the palm of your hand, and that who you are covers all of them, and we give them to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, a warm welcome to all of you on this Mother's Day Sunday morning, and it's a beautiful day, like Pastor Steve said. And just to begin with the announcements, I'm going to do the announcements now. I'd just like to just honor the mothers among us. We all have a mother in some form or another, and so I'd just like to thank God for the mothers that are here present among us. Also for the mothers that many have here who are not here today, whether that be that they have gone on to be with Jesus or they're just not with us today, but you're still here. And also, I'd also like to say, too, that there are many people, and I will include myself in this, who've had many women in our lives who were like mothers, and we'd like to honor those people as well. And I know I had many women in my life who were like in addition to my earthly mom. So that's something that is definitely we want to honor today. Other announcements that we have, CFO registration is due by tomorrow, Monday, May 15th. So make sure if you are planning on going that you get that in. Also, Mike Shirley wanted me to announce that with these upcoming projects that we're having at the church, namely the painting project, the big painting project, next week he's going to put a paper, a sign-up sheet, I believe down in the fellowship hall. And what he's going to do is he's going to have like time slots throughout the week that if you want to help and you know that you could come at such and such a time, please sign up for that. And that way Mike knows when people are available and he can make sure that everything's ready for you. Of course, there will have to be some communication there. But the sign-up sheet's not down there this morning. It's going to be made available next week. If you have any questions, you can talk to Mike Shirley. And so just let whatever you feel led to do there, do. I believe that is everything by way of announcements. So if Pastor Steve could come at this time.
Ron Hanna is the registrar for CFO, and he's here today. But if you want to get your registration in, if you mail it by tomorrow, that will be considered on time. So keep that in mind. That'd be great. We now have a dedication for the Walney family, so I'd like to have them come on up. They're dedicating their two children, Asher and Anna. These are very special times. Asher was born in 2013 on June 20th, and so that means he'll soon be four. Wow, will you be four? That's pretty exciting. And Anna was just recently born on Palm Sunday on the 9th of April this year. Anna Faith and Asher Joseph. Generally, when we think about dedicating babies, we think about Hannah, the mother of Samuel in the scripture, and it's a beautiful story. I'm actually going to be preaching on the chapter right after this about this baby Samuel that she did dedicate to the Lord and some things about his life. And this is not a major point, but it's interesting that Anna is Hannah without the H's. So there's sort of a little connection there. But in 1 Samuel, we read this as Hannah wasn't able to have a child, and she just pleaded with God for that. And finally, it was really a miracle that she conceived Samuel. And she said as she was in the temple, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked of him. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord." And Eli, who was in the temple as a priest, worshiped the Lord there. And we all know the beautiful story of Jesus when the children were being prevented by the disciples to bother Jesus. You know, as Timothy said today, children are such a blessing. And we really see a simplicity of faith in a child. And Jesus, they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them and laying his hands on them. It's a beautiful image. There's a scripture that Anne Marie and Aaron prayed over Asher when he was in growing up in his mommy's womb. And it comes out of the history of Israel in Isaiah 58, where they were talking about Israel. Isaiah was talking about Israel being faithful to God, and God in turn being faithful to them. And part of that is like the fast that the Lord actually honors. And part of that goes like this. The Lord will always lead you. He will satisfy your needs in dry lands and give you strength of your bones. You will be like a garden that has much water, like a spring that never runs dry. Your people will rebuild the old cities that are now in ruins. You will rebuild their foundations. You will be known for repairing the broken places and for rebuilding the roads and houses. What a beautiful image to transfer that promise to how God would use his children Israel to how he will use our children in ways that we see unfold as they grow. The name Asher is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Asher, do you know that you're named after one of Jacob's 12 children? I don't know if you know that.
I haven't gone over that yet.
You're going to learn that someday. We were talking in Sunday school about the end of the lives of some of the leaders. Well, Jesus himself talked about it in John 12 when the end was coming for him. And Paul talked about it in 2 Timothy. We're getting a lot of 2 Timothy today. Janelle's been teaching it, where Paul thought about the end of his life. Well, when Moses was getting near the end of his life in chapter 33, he had a prayer for all these tribes. He said about Asher, this is the tribe of Asher. About Asher, Moses said, most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him bathe his feet in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days. It's a beautiful blessing that comes right out of Scripture for his name. And then while we're at it, let's talk about Anna. You remember Anna in the Bible? Simeon was in the temple, an older man, when the parents of Jesus took him to the temple to do what was customary in Jewish times. And Simeon was praising God. And then Anna was there. And it's recorded in Luke. There was also a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, interestingly, of the tribe of Asher. She was part of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them, being Jesus and his parents, at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. It's a beautiful image. These names can have such deep biblical meaning. And I call this in our family my A team: Aaron, Anne Marie, Asher, and Anna. If you know the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, so, Anne Marie and Aaron, you're dedicating your children, and you have a lot of scriptural foundation for it, but I just want you publicly to consider this commitment. Will you, as Asher's and Anna's parents, lead your lives in a manner which shows them the love and presence of the Lord, relying on God's grace to provide their nurture and guidance, surrendering them to the Lord? Will you provide Asher and Anna with teaching the word, introducing them to the Lord, so that they one day will receive him as their Lord and Savior and be part of his body, the church? If so, answer, we will, with the help of God.
We will, with the help of God.
And we believe in community here at Zion. Nothing we do in faith is a solo journey. We have one another. So I like at dedication times to give you and the congregation and family and friends. And by the way, I should have mentioned Aaron's mom, Sandra, is here. from Michigan, and welcome to Grandma Sandra. I'd like to just ask all of you who are family and friends, will all of you who are gathered be part of Asher's and Anna's circle of family and friends, standing with Aaron and Anne Marie in guiding and encouraging Asher and Anna in the way of our Christian faith, leading by example and love as you find opportunity to influence them through the Holy Spirit? If so, say, we will with the help of God.
We will.
Okay, praise God. Asher, can you come over to Pop-Pop? Huh? You my buddy? Yes, you are. We're dedicating you to the Lord. We're thanking Jesus for you, okay? Is that all right?
Here,
come over.
Standing.
Stay here. You can stand up, honey.
Stand up next to
come over. Stand here right next to me. All right. Come on. There you go. Can I pray for you? Okay. Lord, I just thank you for Asher, and I join with his parents in dedicating him to you, Lord. We dedicate Asher. We dedicate him to your purpose in his life. We trust in your protection. We thank you for your hand upon him, a hand that is so much greater than ours, and yet works in his life through our hands and our hearts and our homes. And so, Father, just bless Asher as we dedicate him with thanksgiving to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can you help Pop-Pop up? Okay, let me have Anna. She's so tiny. You were this small one time. Actually, you weren't even out of the womb when you were the smallest.
They're about the same.
Just about. Lord, we thank you for Anna Faith. We thank you, Lord, that she is your daughter, as well as a daughter to Anne Marie and Aaron, and granddaughter and friend and child in your kingdom and your family. Lord, we dedicate Anna Faith Walney in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her life. We consider her a gift. We know her life is a gift. We ask you to protect her and guide her and use her. We dedicate her to you in faith, with thanksgiving, and in joy. And in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. By the way, let me hold her.
Okay.
By the way, this is, we're dedicating here, I forgot to say his name, Asher Joseph Walney, brother of this little girl, and son of this family, and we dedicate you to Jesus. Here, can you hold my hand? Come on down, let's go down the aisle a little bit. I want you all to look at these little ones. They are part of our family, and they'll be watching you and me, and they'll see Jesus in us if we so walk with Jesus that they get to know him. Look at this. Your eyes are wide open. Do you like your little sister, Asher? Isn't she sweet? Okay. Another thing that the Walneys do, Aaron particularly, he likes the blessing of Aaron, who was the priest in Israel. And there's a blessing that was instructed to him to say in Numbers. It's called the blessing of Aaron. So I'd like to just close this time with that blessing. I think Asher knows this by heart almost, don't you? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen and amen. Now you may have her. Congratulations, guys. Sweet. Now we'd have the children's choir appropriately on this Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Let's on this day greet one another, and thank you all for being here. We're not done with the service yet. Sometimes our visitors leave at this point. They think we're all done.
Perfect ending.
We've had people leave.